Now, nearly all babies are born in hospitals today, but it wasn't always like that. Not too long ago, when you're talking about the last 60 years or so, the midwife, wearing a navy gabardine coat and travelling on a bicycle, medical bag in hand, was a very well-known figure across parts of rural Ireland. And to remember that era of home births and the role of the midwife, the National Museum of Ireland Country Life in Mayo is planning a major new exhibition. And they need your help to gather stories and objects associated with these women to get the conversation started. And they're having a seminar later this month all about it. Emma Laffey is going to be there. She's a maternity healthcare assistant in Galway and in her spare time, a volunteer with the Skahana and District Heritage Group in County Galway. And she's been researching the story of An Bhean Gluaine, as they're called, from the 1800s to the modern day. Good morning, Emma.
Good morning, Ella. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for joining us. We know today there is a very small percentage of women who do give birth at home. But in the past, I mean, this was the only option available to women. And it was the midwife who came to the house to help.
Oh, it was. It was their only option. And at one time, they were known as the handy women. There was no qualifications or any skill training put into it. It was just a learned skill that they would have been passed down by a mother or an aunt, and every village would have had one across the county. And they didn't just do births, they did the deaths, or if there was any sickness or anything like that, they would be called on by their local people.
And the, you know, it was sort of ad hoc, they had no qualifications, but then that all changed in 1918, I gather.
It did. There was a Midwives Act brought in, and they were told that they needed to get their certificates or they'd be illegal. They wouldn't be allowed practice around in their local villages. But it did continue right up into the 1970s in some places. And we had a lovely lady, Ma Kilcommon, she was fondly known as. Her husband was Pa, Ma and Pa, they called them. And she was still working up into the 1970s because there was a huge trust put into these handy women.
And go on.
They were loved and trusted. So and this particular lady was scrupulously clean. So she would have avoided infection really a lot of the time. So she had huge trust. And another name they had for her was Mrs. Come Quick.
I mean, pregnancy and birth, it's such a joyous occasion for many, but it can be severely impacted by poverty, by sickness, by mental health issues, by miscarriages. The midwives, I mean, they had to manage an awful lot, didn't they? It wasn't
they
just the physical event itself.
Oh no, it was the mental aspect of it, anxieties as well, because during those periods, you have to remember, there was no medical intervention. So death was a huge part of their midwifery life. So they would have, if it wasn't the baby that would have passed away, it could be the mother as well. So it was a devastating impact on the family.
We might have a listen now to the voice of a very popular local midwife in the Ballinasloe area of East Galway. Her name was Bina Kelly, and she spoke to Jim Fahey back in 1983 on his Looking West programme. And she was at that stage 81 years old, and she recalled some of her memories.
Do you know, even there was a time, and the kiddies used to look forward, if one family got a baby, the others want one. And there was a time they believed, I got them here, and I'd have them in a box. But they'd come then to say that number one house got a baby, well, number two and three would be at my door going to school. They were walking to school that time and knocking, and they wanted a baby. Now, sometimes my brother met them, and he said, oh, she has a box of them upstairs. Come back again, but she's out of here now. But in any case, they believed that it would be in the bag, the nurse's bag, under a headache cabbage, or down. That was their idea at that time.
Bina Kelly talking in 1983 to Jim Fahey. Now, Bina's niece is Kate Noonan, and Kate joins us this morning. Good morning, Kate.
And good morning, Ella.
It's just such a lovely image that she paints there. It's, I gather she was quite legendary. The baby she delivered were called Bina's babies.
Absolutely.
Tell us a little bit about her. I mean, I suppose the bag itself, I can imagine as a kid, you'd be fascinated by what was in that bag.
Oh, yes. Now, I can't, because I was the youngest of a family of six. And, of course, she had delivered all of them, apart from me, funnily enough. I was born in Portiuncla, but I was quite young. But I remember her coming back on her bicycle after being out on her case. She always referred, you know, when she'd go out to these ladies, that she was going on a case. And she'd come back, and then she'd take off the gabardine coat, and then she'd proceed to take out all the instruments out of the bag and sterilise them, and it was fascinating. Now, I never saw a baby, but but then, you know, that is true. Most babies, because times are very innocent then, I don't think it would happen now. They all thought that the babies came from Bina's bag. It was very funny.
I just wonder, I mean, Emma, you might know the answer to this. How did women and the community get the word out to these midwives that they might have needed help when they were about to give birth?
They would have literally, somebody would have ran over, a young boy would have ran over, they would have called for a hackney, or most times it was a horse or an ass and cart. They'd call to the house and pick her up and bring her over. And they could be up to 2 or 3 days sometimes with these labouring women, especially if she was a first time mother. And yeah, it was hardship. Wind, rain, hail or snow, they had to go.
They got on that bicycle.
Yeah, out they went.
Kate, you were, as you mentioned, your aunt didn't deliver you. When you had children, did you draw on any of the stories that she told you, her expertise?
Oh, well, you know, I wouldn't have lived very close to her at that time. You know, I was probably, you know, lived many places, but in Limerick when my first two were born. And I'll always remember bringing my firstborn son, Alan, to see her when he was only probably just weeks old. And she was always, you know, she had a marvellous pair of hands. And she, you know, would catch the baby's head and twirl it around. And she said to me, you know, oh my goodness, he's got a double crown, you know. And I said, really? And she said, yes. And she said, that'll mean this young man will travel far.
And did he?
I'm thinking, well, it took him a hell of a long time. I used to wonder as the years went by, you know, what the heck was Bina talking about? You know, this fella hasn't gone outside, you know, Galway or Dublin. But then, lo and behold, I think he probably in his late 20s, early 30s, he took off to Australia with friends and travelled all over Australia and ended up, I think, on the, the Great Wall in China. And then returned, and a few years later, he married a beautiful Balinese girl. So
she was,
you know,
right.
She got that right. Suppose my everlasting memory of her, and you know, my most precious memory was, you know, my father and mother, we would drive out there and maybe an autumn evening or a winter's evening, and one evening we walked in and here there was a circle of lovely traveller ladies with their newborn babies, all Bina's babies of course, sitting around an open fire, and she had a zinc bath set up on two chairs, and there she was demonstrating how to bathe the babies. And of course, oh my goodness, I thought I was, oh, my Christmas had all come together, because I could never understand how my mum couldn't get a baby from Bina's bag. So I spent the evening holding these beautiful little babies and seeing them being washed and dressed and put back under their mum's shawls, as they all wore shawls in those days. I remember that as a very, very precious memory.
Incredible images you're creating there. And Emma, I know that you put the word out that you were looking for memories, and you've had, you know, people contacting you, showing you the medical bags being the main thing from the midwives that they know. And I know through your children, you are related to someone who called Mary Kate Jennings from Ballinasloe, and you have her medical bag as well. I'm very grateful to both of you for joining us this morning. Emma is going to be speaking at the National Museum of Country Life at Turlock Park in Castlebar on August the 20th. For more details, go to museum.ie. And we also featured it a while back, but in the context of midwives, it's probably worth saying again, the Leitrim Women's Pop-up Museum, which includes stories of these midwives, will be open on August the 14th in Manor Hamilton from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Both these events are very much worthwhile going to. So thank you so much, Kate Noonan and Emma Laffey, for joining us this morning.